Aggressively filthy, selfish, individualistic, and a greedy society that cares only for itself. That's how, as I said a little earlier on, veteran struggle icon, academic and human rights lawyer, Professor Barney Pityana, describes South Africa at the moment. He did so at a lecture he gave at the National Association of Democratic Lawyers annual conference. He joins us now on the line. Prof, good morning to you. We couldn't talk to you earlier, but I'm glad you're available to chat to us now.
Good morning, Bongani. Good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me.
So, I mean, strong words, aggressively filthy, selfish, greedy. You say we've got leaders who are outrageously immoral. What on earth is wrong with South Africa? Have we lost our moral compass?
Completely, it seems. And unless we do something about it, I think we're heading for a really terrible future. And I think we don't deserve it. We don't deserve it. We deserve South Africans. I talk myself as an ordinary South African. We deserve better. And right now, the scale of suffering in our country, the scale of hopelessness, is really frightening, and it can't do well for the future.
The problem is,
and I blame leaders, and I blame political parties, and particularly the leaders, leadership of our country has got to take a lot of the blame.
Prof, I mean, it's one thing to blame the leaders, but we're also complicit in a way. We're also guilty. I mean, the general society, in your speech, you mentioned women who face the threat of rape, children who are abused, ordinary citizens trapped in our homes, living in fear of criminal invasions. And there is this sentiment that if the leaders get away with it, why shouldn't the ordinary citizen?
That's the problem. Because I mean, at the end of the day, it's moral leadership. You know, the conference, the theme was about the need to deal with equality as a prerequisite to create a better South Africa. And in 25 years, we are, and I reckon, an even more unequal society than we were under apartheid. Seemingly. And I think we need to really, now that the elections are coming and all that, we really need to do a serious introspection. What went wrong? Where did it go wrong? I think, by my reckoning, we had two terms. Bonang was telling us the other day, we had two terms where we seemed to be making progress in the right direction.
Yeah.
But we allowed it. We dropped the ball. And certainly from 2007 onwards, we just dropped the ball, and we then continued to do that for another 10 years or so before we woke up. And then in 2018, elected Cyril Ramaphosa. For God's sake, what do we expect Cyril Ramaphosa to do? The mess is so deep.
Yeah, because he's just one man, right?
Yeah, one man. The mess is so deep, and my heart goes up to him because... in every respect, we expect, you know, him to do miracles.
Yeah.
But the mess is very deep. It's deep in his party and
in society as well. Prof, let me ask you this. We know the problems well enough, right? How do we begin to repair this society then? Or is it too late?
No, it's never too late. It's never too late, Bongani. This was to lawyers, and lawyers... We're trying to look at questions of the law and constitution and the rule of law. And I was sharing with them my own skepticism about the law's own role in the mess that we have arrived at, and how, in fact, the introspection must begin with the profession, with the lawyer's profession. And that as lawyers, and I count myself as one of them, as lawyers exactly in the last 10 years, we were right at the center of the, wherever you look, whether it's state capture or whatever, corruption, lawyers just have not been able to be a force for good in South Africa, a force for transformation, a force for the liberation of the mind. So at the end of the day, what I was calling for is more than law, I think. I was calling for a moral society, a moral capacity that we all need over and above what law and other things can offer.
There are those who might argue that in some ways it is the law that saved us in terms of the decisions that the judiciary have made. They were the institution that stood as a bulwark against what was happening. But let me ask you this other question. Politics has been described as the art of the possible. We know many of the rotten apples, from cabinet to backbenchers and even in opposition parties, they're going to return after the May elections, aren't they?
But politics is also about the courage to do the right thing. You know, it's about doing the right thing just so that the country can be better than what it was before you came in. It's not just about the possible whatever it is. And so if you can't, as a politician, if you're unable to guide society to lift itself, I think I said in a piece I wrote years ago on Jacob Zuma, if you can't as a politician lift the people from where they are to a realization of its own dreams, then I think you may as well forget it, because we can't work on the basis of the least common denominator.
What peril do we face if public trust in the democratic process to transform our society wanes?
That's exactly where we are at the moment. There's just so much public distrust, so much skepticism about politics. I mean, I look, if you sort of watch the news, the level of unhappiness. In the last election, a third of registered voters in 2014, a third of registered voters did not vote, did not bother to vote. The chances are at this election, even a higher number of registered voters will just not bother to vote,
stay away,
even though they've registered.
All right, we'll leave it there. Professor Bani Pityana, independent consultant at the Thabo Mbeki Foundation. He is, of course, an academic, is a struggle icon, former leader of the Black Consciousness Movement. Do you think that we're at that point where public trust in the democratic process has waned? What are your thoughts on that? Have we gone backward as a country? Can we still arrest the rot?